While there are no official figures on the number of citizens' arrests in Australia, in recent years, there's been a lot of media reports about ordinary people making citizens' arrests. In several cases, they've resulted in the death of members of the public. So what are the laws around citizens' arrests? And what happens if they go horribly wrong? Rachel Carbonell has this.
Please, bro. I'm going to fix you up.
I'm not letting you go, mate.
Every day comes.
I'm not letting you go, okay? How'd you get the keys to my house?
Took more.
How'd you get the keys to my car?
That's a snippet from Channel 7 of a citizen's arrest in Sydney earlier this year. It's one of many recent media reports of citizens' arrests. Inspector Ian Geddes from Victoria Police says citizens' arrests are reasonably uncommon, but they can be very dangerous.
Being a good Samaritan can end quite tragically, and we've seen that with people like Luke Mitchell, who was a young man who intervened in an incident that was occurring at a convenience store late at night. As a result of that, he was stabbed and died. The matter's now been dealt with by the courts, but unfortunately Luke is no longer with us.
There have also been some instances of the person being arrested dying during a citizen's arrest. Inspector Geddes says conducting arrests is risky and it's usually better to call police.
Look, you don't know if the person that you're about to arrest is drug affected or has some sort of psychiatric disorder. They might be armed with a weapon that you don't know about. They may have come from committing a more serious crime. So they may think that you're arresting them for that. You don't know what they've done, where they've come from. And so the reaction that you get may not be about the shoplifting. It may be about something more serious that they've done earlier that they think you know about.
He says there are other issues that are also easy to overlook.
When police are investigating something, we're very mindful that we don't do anything that causes a destruction of evidence or damages our prosecution in any way. And so when we're approaching an arrest, that's foremost in our mind, as well as preventing the harm that's being caused and protecting the community. But those things wouldn't be on the mind of anyone who is untrained, unskilled in that area.
Inspector Geddes says there are some situations in which people may feel that they must step in.
Look, if someone's being, injured to the point where you're fearing that they may lose their life or become so severely injured that that they're incapacitated, then it's a matter for you as an individual. Even in those situations, we would say call the police because the risk to you is huge.
Citizens' arrests can also land would-be Good Samaritans in legal trouble. Honorary Associate Professor at La Trobe University Law School, Christopher Corns, says if a citizen's arrest is unlawful, it can have serious consequences.
If the arrest is deemed to be unlawful, then what you have is one citizen committing a tort. If we're just talking about civil litigation, they're committing a tort on another citizen, the tort of assault. And therefore, they could be sued by the person arrested and substantial damages claimed.
What other ramifications do you potentially face if you engage in a citizen's arrest? And let's just say it's found to be unlawful. You didn't do all the things that you had to do. Could you be charged with anything to do with the sort of false detention of somebody, depriving somebody of their liberties when you weren't in fact entitled to?
Yes, in theory, you could be liable for a criminal prosecution, as you say, of unlawful detention. That raises very difficult questions for the prosecution, whether it's a police prosecutor or whether it's the DPP, because there's a question there about whether prosecuting that person would be in the public interest, because this requirement that the prosecution be in the public interest is absolutely fundamental to all prosecutions, whether it's a police prosecution decision or decision by the DPP. So in that situation of I suppose it's a Good Samaritan scenario which has gone wrong, very difficult questions there about should you actually prosecute the Good Samaritan.
Well, that is Christopher Corns there from La Trobe University Law School. You can hear Rachel Carbonell's full report on The Law Report. That's this afternoon at 5:30 right here on RN. It is 8:30.